Okay, back to anchoring and using kinesthetic anchors to assist us in various ways. So you already heard me talk a little bit about the brain and all the stuff that that we let in or that we don't let in. We're going to do a process. I should write the title of it up on the board for you so you have seen it at least once, should you ever see it in a book written. It's called A Trance Derivational Search. I told you you're going to love all these language things. Right. Shortened up, it's called a TD search. TD search. Now, Tim and I decided we had to, we've always been in the business of trying to make NLP a little more practical and user-friendly for people. So really, my practical term for this is remembering. Or a guided search. We're letting a feeling guide us back in time to find out what events might be associated with that feeling. But if you ever read an NLP book, you won't typically see it referred to as a guided search. You will see the transderivational search. I have no idea where that came from, what it's basically all about. And it's this. Say this is a human brain, and within it, this is the only color that works up here, you have lots of memories. And they're scattered around in your brain like this, maybe. What we're going to do is we're going to utilize a kinesthetic anchor, a touch anchor, to anchor a specific feeling. And then we're going to say, let that feeling take you back in time to other experiences where you had this feeling. And what it does, the feeling is the guide. Oh, there's one there. Oh, here's one here. Oh, here's one there. There. And it connects all the dots together. And it makes the state that much stronger. But it also might lead you, if you need it to the point of origin of a feeling that you've been haunted with your whole life and you have no idea where it came from. Yeah. Yes. We're going to practice with the good feeling first. Yes.
I was going to ask, this would work for people who have struggled with things like depression, perhaps?
Okay, and what's making you think it might work with that?
To take you back to what the original start of it.
With any kind of strong emotional component you have, yes. I'm going to show you how we use it to help us find a childhood, possibly, incident or a younger incident that happened, earlier incident that happened in our life that has been following along with us. And we haven't known where it came from, so we haven't been able to change it. But first we're going to say we have thousands of positive memories inside that brain. And discovering what kinds of things happened in your life that are part of that journey with a positive feeling first, so that you learn how, all I have to do is anchor this particular feeling that I have right now that I can get access to in my body. And then let the feeling, you don't try to think about this. So you're just saying to your unconscious mind, Let the feeling guide you back in time, and you will be totally shocked at some of the things that are associated with that feeling. Maybe memories that you've forgotten about. Oh, that's why this is so important to me. That memory was attached to that, and so is that. And it's kind of like thinking about going on a treasure hunt and finding the buried treasure inside your brain by letting this feeling guide you. So that's the first thing we're going to do. Has everyone had an opportunity to practice kinesthetic anchoring, or are there some of you that didn't get to the practice session and haven't had the opportunity? So if some of you haven't, this will be your first. So going back to what we were doing, what I was demonstrating the other day and talking, and you have some kind of handout somewhere in your handouts on anchoring, that it's your timing for establishing the anchor is critical. Duplicating it in the same way with the same pressure and the same location is important. This is probably the most critical. A person needs to be associated in their body, feeling whatever they are feeling for an anchor to work. If somebody's thinking about it, if they're in their head, you're not going to get a good state. What you're going to get is a thought process and not a feeling state. Does that make sense to all of you? So, and we also might put up on this list the purity of the state. So sometimes you get somebody thinking about something and you're not getting a pure emotional state. And so I would call it muddying the water. And the more intense the state, the easier it is to anchor, whether it's what we would consider a resourceful state or an unresourceful state.